Good morning. Push the button and I'm waiting for something to happen. And of course, I'm what's supposed to happen. Yep. That kind of day. 9:25 a.m. on February the 17th, 2014. It's Monday. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's uh 17 and a half minutes on the first mile, not bad. It's sunny and it feels warmer than 35 degrees, but I think it's really only 35 degrees. I think I typed out the original photograph at 45. It's not 45. It'll be 45 for the day's out, I'm sure. 9:25 a.m. and it's stuff's starting to melt here a little bit. It's also a little bit of a breeze. It's come up in the last few minutes actually, which will help evaporate things. There's a lot of ice around, in large part because there was so much melt yesterday. If you look at yesterday's photo and today's photo, you can see that there's a lot of snow missing. If you go back just 3 days, where the ground was basically covered with snow, to today, where the ground is basically bare, you'll begin to see. There's still a lot of snow in the shade, there's still a lot of snow where it got piled up. I'm looking at a couple of tall snow piles right now that got plowed out of a parking lot. But where the sun shines, where it hasn't been piled up, it's pretty much gone now, which is good. If we don't have any more for a while, I won't be upset. So yesterday was markup day, some more. It was also not a terribly effective markup day because I had to do a lot of chores to get the house ready for the triumphant return of the family from Denver. They hit around 2 o'clock, then probably took a nap because apparently the sleepover party with mom was more party than sleep, and they stayed up way too late Saturday night after the concert, which they assure me was spectacular. So excellent. I'm so thrilled because having the house to myself for 24 hours, that was priceless. So let's see, today is more markup day. Today I have had therapy this morning. I've got to go back later this morning and get the younger daughter evaluated on the recommendation of her school counselor. So we'll go back and meet with a new therapist. I'm going to take my book, so I'll have marking to do while I'm there. I won't be just cooling my jets and reading books. I had a lot to say yesterday about cliffhangers, because another book cliffhangered me. So in one of my closed writing groups, I had quite a lot to say. And it turns out that one of the people in that writing group is the person whose book I'm reading now, or the book whose person whose book I just finished reading, and it's a cliffhanger. And of course, I didn't know it was a cliffhanger until I did the post. It's an interesting book. I will give I'll give her that. It's an interesting book. It's also very short. I very seldom ever read anything that short. It's shorter than most samples that I read. So yeah, it's really short. And it's a cliffhanger. And I'm not paying $2.99 for the next book. She has them collected in a collection, a five-story arc that makes up the whole story. And unfortunately, she does not have that out in ebook form. And even more unfortunately, she submitted it to the Amazon Breakout Novel Award. There's not a chance it's going to win, because it's way too wide of the mainstream mark that they'll be shooting for. I think. I don't know. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong for her sake, because that Amazon Breakthrough Novel Award is really bad news. I suppose if it's her first book and she's willing to write off that franchise entirely by keeping it tied up for years with Amazon in return for sales that she could probably get on her own, then okay, fine. I have to allow that people have their own needs from writing, and that my desire to reach readers is actually not what many writers aspire to. They would much rather have a publisher's brand on their book than reach readers. Now, I don't understand that, but the rationale that I keep getting is that they'll reach more readers through mainstream pub. And it's possible. The thing is that it is possible that they could have a breakout book in the mainstream pub. They could reach 100,000 readers in mainstream pub. It's possible. One in, God, I don't know, 1 in 100,000 chance, maybe, but it is possible. And so people who are young, people who don't have a deadline, people who aren't in a hurry to reach an audience, I can see where having that imprint might have a bearing. It might be attractive. I can't. After watching how it's worked for the last 7 years, after watching how Sigler and Hutchins and people who have gone from basically audio books to mainstream, and now how mainstream has treated them, how well they have done or not done in mainstream compared to how well they're doing on their own, it's like, you know, if those guys aren't going to stay there, there's a reason. Just not seen it. I've not seen that mainstream understands the marketplace. I'm not seeing that. Mainstream understands. The publishing hasn't changed, but readers have. They never talk to readers. They never have talked to readers. They've never dealt with readers. They've always dealt with bookstores. They've always dealt with distributors. They've never dealt with readers. And so as a result, what they're doing is basically cookie-cuttering. It's not universal. Every once in a while, they inadvertently publish something different. Generally because they thought it was one thing, when actually it was something else. There are still big hits. And I had another conversation about the long tail. Somebody was talking about the long tail, talking about how indie publishing was a new gold rush. And it's like, I'm sorry. This is A, not new, B, not a gold rush. And the only people I think who are saying that our mainstream publishing folks, mainstream authors, who aren't on board yet. Monkpole. Because it's not a gold rush. It's not a sure thing. It's not easy money. It's not get rich quick. And anybody who thinks that it is, isn't out here working. But the nature of the long tail is not that there will be fewer blockbuster hits. The nature of the long tail is that there will be niches that small, agile, low overhead operators can fill that are not economically viable for people who need to sell 50,000 units in order to break even. And this idea that publishers are, you know, if they pay in advance, they're invested in the book is just so much horseshit. It really boggles me. An advance is a loan against future royalties. And instead of betting on the author, they're betting against the author. They're betting that that'll be the last dollar they ever have to pay for the book. And they do that with 100 authors, and one of them maybe breaks through, and they get all their money back. They certainly aren't invested at $5,000 a unit. That's ridiculous. It's just not thinking. Diversification is the answer. Not plastics, contrary to what whatever his name was and Mrs. Robinson had to say. The graduate. Plastics, my boy, plastics. No, not really. Diversification, which is why having a backlist is so important. In a certain sense, it's why writing more than one genre is kind of important. Now, the problem is that if you start writing in more than one genre, as I have discovered, writing in both science fiction and fantasy, even though they are both speculative fiction, there is not necessarily a pretty strong crossover. I think in part because the fantasy is not normal fantasy, and fantasy readers perhaps are a bit stickier. Could also be that I haven't got as many books. Could also be I haven't recorded all the books that I have. There's a lot of reasons. Reasons which I am addressing and getting taken care of. Come some geese. It's funny that we're in a string and then the string broke up. As the string broke up, they became louder and louder. Here comes a cat. I wonder if it's the same cat that I saw in the field yesterday. It's a beefy boy. Deep chest, broad shoulders. It's going to give me a wide berth. And get right back on the sidewalk. Okay. There's no flies on that cat. It's a good looking kitty. Oh, so apparently Sif was up to their old tricks again. I was reading a rundown on the latest stupidity from the old white guy establishment. As an old white guy, I don't know if I'm as old as some of them, but as an old white guy, these people are really irritating. That much stupid just doesn't really help anyone. And I hate it because now I'm lumped in with all the stupid old white guys. Because I'm a white guy and I'm old. Tedious, tedious, tedious. Mary Robinette Kowal is not somebody you need to worry about not knowing. Excuse me? Hugo Award-winning author, teacher, activist. She is someone, according to one of the charming gatekeepers of Macmillan, she is an unperson, someone you don't need to worry about not knowing. Because apparently he blames her for having him ousted from CIFRA board, where he could have done so much good for CIFRA. CIFRA is the Science Fiction Writers of America, for those who are not following my lack of enunciation. It boggles me. It boggles my brain. So the crux of it was that there was some whinging on one of the public science fiction listservs or forums, I'm not sure exactly which, wherein this guy, I want to say David something, I think it's David Fodor, I don't know, somebody, was one of the prime suspects in complaining about women in general and their uppityness and their hypocrisy in appearing in skirts and yet claiming to be feminism, claiming to be feminists. Seriously? Dude. Now, the kicker is that these are science fiction authors who should be sort of, basically, a little bit, maybe, forward-thinking and talk at least marginally savvy about technology, and you would think they would know that they were being assholes loudly in a public place. Yeah, no. It's because they weren't really aware. Oh. Stupid. Anyway. So that was a portion of yesterday as well. It's like you look at this and you go, seriously? And 18 minutes on the second half. Not bad. Not a record. I'm not out to set records right at the moment. I'm out to continue walking. And I have completed my 2 miles. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.